Radio made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.
Morning, this is Vibe Breakfast. Miles and Al here with you on your Thursday morning.
Hi.
Turn my headphones up, get myself ready, play this. There we go, we're into the show. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm all right. Nice to see him.
Yeah, you had last week off. What?
I did.
How was it?
Yeah, it was all right. I was very busy working, you know, in other jobs, which obviously, you know, my favourite thing to do is come in and see you on a Thursday morning.
Yeah, so. That's what I thought. I thought you'd miss me.
Yeah, it was an under-par week in that respect, but apart from that, it was good.
Yeah, I think the show was better.
Vibe 107.6.
Time to step into Smoky Jazz Bar.
Yeah, this is... Oh, it is smoky in here, isn't
Jeez.
It?
Jeez. Wow. Incredible.
Well, sorry, I'll put that cigarette out there.
Go through what's on our mind this morning. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. What's on my mind this morning is onions.
Right.
Specifically, I'd like to talk about the dinner I had last night, if that's right with you.
Yes, fine.
So, we had moussaka, which is lovely.
I've never made a moussaka.
We just got a ready meal one when we were feeling lazy, but it was very nice.
Yeah, I think I've eaten one. Oh, yeah. Maybe I have made a moussaka. I used to work at a pub that did them sometimes.
Yeah.
And they just gave me recipes, and I just butchered them.
Yeah, of course, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. That doesn't surprise me in the least. So, lovely traditional kind of, almost a bit like a lasagna, Greek recipe. So, we had that, very nice. And then we had a homemade Greek salad with it. Phoebe made it. She put in some tomatoes, some cucumber, some olives, and some red onions. I really think we should actually, as a society, just move away from thinking it's okay to eat raw onions, because today
they're awful.
This morning I've brushed my teeth about three times, I've eaten my breakfast, and you're a far enough distance away, especially because of COVID. It's going to be like this all day, and honestly it's not worth it. Onions are not that nice, and I always forget.
They're horrible.
Why on earth do we ever eat them raw?
The only time I can eat an onion at all, apart from in stuff,
yeah,
is really, really almost burnt to a crisp on a burger or a hot dog. Beyond that, I don't like them.
What about as a base for, you know, when you're making a curry?
That's what I mean. In a sauce.
Yeah,
it's in a sauce, that's fine.
Yeah.
Or because it's properly cooked.
You can't taste it then.
No, it's just texture, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
And it adds flavour to the whole thing. That's fine.
Yeah.
But by themselves, oh, no, no.
Honestly,
red onion, oh!
I'm going to regret this all day.
Whoever said, let's eat this, red onion raw, wrong. I don't
but
get
But also,
people.
When you go...
Do they not have taste buds?
No, this is the thing. But when you go to, like, you know, when you go to Subway, they offer it you in your sandwich. And I used to say yes, and then I realised, oh, wow, the rest of the afternoon you're going to absolutely... You're not only going to stink, but you're going to be able to taste it yourself for about 3 days.
Yeah, and they don't taste nice.
No.
Why would you go, oh, I need to... go on Subway. Actually, there's quite a lot of calories in this. I should probably punish myself with onions.
Exactly.
See what's on my mind today? Gen Z have taken the heat off us millennials, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
They really are the worst. Oh, God.
What have they done now?
Oh, just all sorts. You know, they've tried to cancel Friends.
Yeah.
They've tried to cancel Grease. Pretty much, if something was made before 2005...
Yeah.
That should be banned from being watched.
They're very much all about the cancellation, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the learn and move on.
No.
Cancel it. I can't cancel Grease. I know that some of the attitudes are outdated.
Yes, a little.
But it's great.
Yeah.
Grease is amazing.
Did you watch it? It was on TV over the weekend.
No, I didn't actually.
Oh, it's so good.
No, but yeah. It's made us millennials feel... Because we're both technically millennials.
Yeah.
And we've been getting stick for years.
Yeah.
And, Gen Z's come along.
Finally.
Because really, in my mental age is probably Gen Y.
Yeah.
The one up from us.
I can't remember the difference.
So we're the one up from us. The good one. The last good one, supposedly.
Okay, so they came before us.
Yeah, and the millennials have come and ruined everything, which is us. And then Gen Z have just come and just gone. You know what? Millennials have had a bad rap for a few years. Let's just be the worst person ever.
Yeah, let's make us look like saints.
Also, let's just, you know, it should be Gen Z.
Well, yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah. I mean, I know it wasn't made over here, but, just start calling yourself Gen Z and just accepting you're the worst ever.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Talk about our pets. We love our pets. Gus, my dog, is farting a lot at the moment.
Oh, good.
Just generally. And they smell awful. And he likes to curl up right up at our shoulders if we're lying in bed watching telly.
Oh, and...
In the evening.
Do it there.
Yeah, so we sit on the couch most of the time, but just before we go to bed, it's nice to pop telly on in bed.
Yeah.
He comes up and curls right up between us, and then you don't hear it, so there's no warning.
Oh.
There's no way to go, oh, okay, we need to prepare for this.
Must evacuate now.
You just go, oh!
Oh,
oh, what's that? Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's grim.
But he's walking better.
Oh, good. So he's all right. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, walking better, farting a lot.
This morning we've already talked about onions and dog farts. The show's going really
well.
It's
been a very smelly show so far. How's Lupin?
Well, I was going to say, I'm so glad I've got a cat because they don't do that. Or if they do, you don't notice.
Well, they're very private. Like, they bury their poo, don't they?
Yeah. Exactly.
So they definitely fart in a different room. You know when cats just get up and wander for a bit?
Yeah, that's
it's just them walking off the fart.
Yeah. They're very considerate like that. So we've been, we're hoping to kind of get away for a few days once the restrictions lift a bit more. So we're wondering what to do with Lupin. It looks like we're probably going to have a cat sitter come and look after him. But we were thinking about putting him in a cat hotel. I don't know if you ever come across one of these. It's a bit like a cattery, but it's luxury. And my goodness me, like, the website is my favourite thing in the world. They've got wrought iron beds.
Right.
They do them a spa day where they can get a full pampering treatment.
What's a pampering treatment?
I don't know.
Do they get cucumbers on the eyes, which they'd hate? Do they get their nails filed? Again, they'd hate.
It's everything about this would just anger a cat.
Everything about a human spa.
But my favourite part is they have what they call an a la carte menu.
Right,
which is served on bone china. Rather pointless.
Wow, okay. Well, the thing about animals is you don't want to change their diet too much because then they do get sick.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, I can't imagine Lupin looking at the menu.
No.
So it's just going to be... Yeah, it's a la carte, but it's...
None of this would sit well with him at all.
It's the whiskers. There's no change. Wow, okay. I think you should do it.
Yeah. Well, so if not this time, we might treat him another time, you know.
Oh, yeah. Is it a treat?
Well, this is the thing.
Is it? Because it sounds horrible.
Is it more trouble than it's worth?
Yeah, when they go to a cattery, at least, you know, they sort of mingle with cats, have a couple of scraps.
Yeah.
It keeps themselves if they want to. Mm. This hotel sounds like they're going to be poked and prodded. If you work there, you might have you'd have to wear mesh clothing.
Yeah.
Vibe 107.6.
Al, did you ever have any teachers at school that you just thought, I don't think they like me?
I had teachers at school who I thought, they definitely think I'm really thick.
Yeah.
That was all
my teachers.
But yeah, none of them had a personal vendetta against me.
I had one.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in maybe year seven.
Oh, yeah.
It was over here before I moved to New Zealand.
Hmm.
That just... If I sneezed, I'd get sent out. But I've got hay fever. What am I meant to do?
Oh, actually, I did have one because I had a rebellious phase where I sort of got myself kicked out of classes and stuff. Were you badly behaved? Were you a disruptive
influence? Well, the thing is, I wasn't, but I used to get all sorts... And it just shows how strict teachers can be over here. I used to get sent out of class a lot over here. I moved to New Zealand and they're chilled.
Do what you want.
And I never got detention, never got anything in New Zealand. Over here, I got three in a day once.
Three in a day?
Well,
wow.
Okay, right. So one of them was because I forgot to do my homework. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's a detentionable offence.
Completely right. The other one was because the teacher didn't like me and I coughed or something. And another one was was the worst reason I've ever had a detention.
Mm.
Because the teacher made a mistake on the board and I said, oh, sir, sorry, you've just...
you've made never a do that.
You've made a mistake there.
You were trying to be helpful.
I was trying to be helpful. And he went, never correct me. And then sent me out. And then corrected the mistake.
Did you I'll tell you what, this shows my age. Mm. Maybe it's the same for you. I was at school when teachers would still throw things at you.
No.
Was that not...
I don't think your teacher was going to be doing that.
Well, no, probably not. No. Just, you know, the occasional exercise book and that kind
of thing. No.
Obviously, those days are long gone now, but yeah.
Well, I think that this teacher that is coming up on Twitter would have wanted to throw something at their student because they instead of throwing it, they left a note in their book. The tweet was, still can't believe this is what my English teacher wrote in my book when I left school.
Mm.
Would you like to know what they wrote?
Yes.
Ashley, sometimes I go home and can't sleep because your annoying voice that just doesn't stop keeps ringing in my ears. like the worst torture known to man. That is all. Good luck.
Wow. That's fair, I think. I can imagine the kid at my school who would have got that note.
Do you? Is it because they spoke too much or because they had a really annoying voice?
Both.
So spoke too much and annoying voice.
Yeah, which is a terrible combination.
Yeah, some kids do have annoying voices, don't they?
And it wasn't me, by the way, before you asked.
Yeah, I was the one who spoke too much.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I thought I'd built a rapport with my teachers. We used to have a bit of banter, a bit of a laugh.
You thought you were at level where you could correct them.
Yeah, well, I was. I was right.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Right, Monday's a huge day.
Huge.
Huge. Pubs open, non-essential retail open. Are you looking forward to getting down the shops at the high street?
Oh, you know me. I like just pottering around the shops.
You are a potterer.
There's nothing better than going out with no aim whatsoever and just walking around and popping into that shop, you know. Not buying anything.
Yeah, I'm not sure how advised that is.
Well, no, I guess at the moment, actually, you're right. I'm not going to do that for several more months.
Yeah, but you can still go in when you need something. You can go to the shops in the high street.
You're absolutely right.
I'm looking forward to Watford High Street being busy again.
Yes, exactly.
I think it's going to be nice. Mm. It's with social distancing, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But your love of pottering leads into today's top three. The top three things we'll all do when non-essential retail reopens.
All right.
The third top thing we're all going to do when non-essential retail reopens, go into a store, see something you like, go into three more shops to see if you can get it cheaper, then go back to the first shop and buy it.
Yeah. Or, well, at least you don't then go on Amazon and find it cheaper instead. No. Do buy it on the high street.
But you'll waste about an hour and a half.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
For one pair of kitchen tongs or something.
Yeah. Oh, God, I go all the way back.
Yes, all the way down the other end.
The second top three, in at two. Make a decision between new clothes or eating this week.
Eating, always.
Yeah, because the thing is, you'll browse in the shops, and then you'll see something you really like, and you'll hold it up against you, and you'll look, I look very nice in this. And then you check the price tag, you go, what? No!
Yeah.
But then they've been ogling you.
Yeah, exactly.
And you think, oh, God, no, I can't not buy it now. Mm. Well, is it beans on toast for the rest of the week? Or will I be able to afford to make a lasagna? And you're going to buy the shirt. You're going to buy the shirt, and you're going to eat beans on toast.
That's probably true.
I'm not even going to be able to afford the cheese to put on the beans on toast.
Wow, that's sad. Beans on toast.
And in at one on the top three things we'll all do when non-essential retail reopens. Try to avoid eye contact with anyone working in retail, as you don't want help because you'll end up buying something you don't need.
Oh, 100%.
Would you like any help with that? Just browsing.
I can't stand it when they ask you about 15 times. No.
And we should say, big love to people who work in retail.
Oh, 100%.
And we know it's been a really tough time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't stop me not wanting you to ask for help.
Yeah. And if I do want it, I'll ask for it.
Yeah, exactly. If I need something, I'll get your... And they never seem to... They never seem to be available. Hey, excuse me, sorry, do you have this in red? No, it's what is on the shelf.
It's there or it's not there.
Sorry, I just thought I'd ask.
Actually, on that subject, are you someone who asks for help in the supermarket if you can't find something, or are you too proud?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
If I'm in a rush.
I'll always ask.
If I'm in a rush, but I do, I have a good scope first.
If I can't spot it after 5 seconds, I'll ask someone.
I'll look at the signs at the top of the aisles and see what's in there. I think it's going to be down there.
They're
go
always
down
wrong.
The aisle of choice, and it's not.
Yeah.
And then I'll say... all right, mate, have you seen the Thai red curry sauce? Oh, yeah, that's just down, that's down aisle number three.
Yeah.
Oh, right, I thought it'd be down the spice aisle. No, it's in the bakery section. Why?
Why?
Why is it there?
Vibe 107.6.
Right, Monday's a big day, lots of stuff reopening. I'm excited. Pubs are reopening, hairdressers,
it's
personal care premises, nail salons can open, indoor leisure facilities, gyms, public buildings, libraries. Oh, the last time I went to the library was probably about 15 years ago.
It's nice to know that you can again, though,
yes,
if you want to.
And community centres as well. Outdoor attractions, zoos, theme parks, drive-in cinemas.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Plenty of things reopening. Self-contained accommodation, such as campsites and holiday lets as well, where indoor facilities are not shared with other households. So, loads of stuff reopening. It's, for me, it feels like the first big step out of lockdown.
Yeah, it is. It's bigger than... Obviously, schools opening was big, but we didn't notice that.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing that I've noticed about that is that when I walk the dog at 3 o'clock, there's lots of school kids around.
Yeah, exactly. That's really different.
Yeah,
and then last week you could do outdoor sports, but I don't do any anyway, so I didn't notice that.
I was suspended. I'm back this week, but I had been to training, so that's been nice.
Mm.
But yeah, it's great. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. I haven't had a drink. It'd be 6 weeks this week.
I've
stuck to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, well done.
So Monday,
yeah,
I'm going for a cheeky pint.
Yeah,
it's gonna be wonderful.
Getting on it.
Yeah. 80818. Start your text with Vibe. Everything's been closed for a while. What do you need?
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Do you need anything?
I'm desperate for charity shops to reopen. And I'll tell you why. Because in January, we did what should have been the world's most satisfying clear out, but was the world's most unsatisfying because it's all still sitting there in a pile on the spare bed because we've not been able to give anything away yet.
Right.
Bags and bags and bags of clothes.
But the clothes bins are still there. You could have dropped them at a clothespin.
Do you know, that's an excellent point.
Yeah. And they'll end up at a charity shop.
That's a very good point. Yeah. Do you know, I don't even think, because we live on the high street, so normally it's so easy to give it to a charity shop because it's literally about a 10-second walk away.
Mm.
It's never even occurred to me to go to one of those clothes bins and six. I mean, it's not all clothes, to be fair. Some of it's what you might call bric-a-brac.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely a good
point.
There's
normally bins for bric-a-brac as well.
Are there?
I think so.
Where do I find these bins?
When I moved back to England last time, I pretty much emptied my flat into various bins.
It feels...
There's the couch. In you go.
It feels weird putting that stuff in a bin.
Yeah.
Even if it's not actually a bin.
Yeah, it's not actually a bin.
Yeah, yeah, it feels slightly...
Yeah, big bag of clothes, pop them in the clothes bin.
Oh, well, now you tell me. The charity shops are going to reopen anyway on Monday.
Well, I would just go to the charity shop now.
Yeah. Well, the number of idiots, that have, obviously they've been shut for months, and people leave bags on the doorstep, fully expecting that they're going to get collected. They just sit there, with slowly disintegrating, you know, seagulls having a peck at them and stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's clothes kind of strewn across the high street.
And then,
idiots.
and then the bin men come past going, jeez! They've been messy in the charity shop, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Loads of bin bags out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that's nice, putting them to charity shop, though. I, personally, in a much less giving way, am desperate for a haircut.
Oh, 100%.
Well, I guess I'm going to give the hairdresser £20.
So you've not booked yours?
No.
Because I'm wondering, I don't normally book mine, but I'm wondering if maybe you need to, because some of them are operating a policy where, because of COVID, you have to book in advance. And they're filling up as well.
Last time I was all right, because I can go during the week, because of my work schedules up and down.
Yeah.
I can sort of squeeze
in there, yeah. At non-peak time.
So I'm going to try and go on Monday, and I'm thinking just sometime during the day, because I can see them from my house as well.
Oh, perfect. Yeah,
so
yeah,
I can look out on this too, and I can be like, oh, there's no queue there.
Yeah.
I'm going to pop down. And if they say, no, there's no queue because people are booking, then I'll be like, oh, rats. There's my plan gone. But I'm hoping I can just wander in.
That's really... And that's another great thing about living on the high street, is you can see where the squares open from your own window.
Exactly. So hopefully next week I'm going to look fresh, because the hair is a bit unruly at the moment.
Mine's terrible. Yeah. I'll be fresh as well. I'm getting it done on Tuesday.
Oh, nice. We'll both be fresh for next week. We've got a whole new show.
Vibe 107.6.
Happy birthday to
who?
Happy birthday to
who?
Happy birthday, dear who? Happy birthday to who?
Really easy. There are some celebrity birthdays today. I give Al a clue. He has to tell me whose birthday it is.
You said it's quite a light one today.
Yeah, there's only two of them.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
And I've heard of them.
One of them's going to be very hard.
Okay, great.
Both of them aren't easy, actually.
Okay, sure.
So, firstly, I sing songs. To be honest, they're not that great. But everyone seems to love them. And my parents are both actors.
Wow, okay. That's quite vague.
Yeah.
I sing songs. All right, that doesn't narrow it down at all. Not very good, again, doesn't it? Everyone seems to love
it. It narrows it down if you know me.
Oh, okay. Because there's someone I know you don't like, and I know that one of his parents is an actor.
Right.
I didn't know if this is the person we're talking about, that both of his parents are actors. Is this someone who does songs that are just a bit kind of... a bit rubbish, a bit wet, but for some reason it has a reputation for being a bit of a bad boy.
Yeah.
And no one's really sure why.
Yeah.
Is it Matty Healy from the
1920s? Yeah, it's Matty Healy.
Happy birthday, Matty.
Yeah, happy birthday. Honestly, I'm sure he's a lovely bloke. Yeah. I just don't get it. I just don't get the 1975.
So who's... What's
Heidi loves them. She goes, oh, they're amazing. I was like, what? But why? Why?
Am I deaf?
Yeah.
Am I just hearing something different?
It's just not for me.
What does his dad do, then?
Actor.
So what's he in?
His dad was in Benidorm. Have you ever seen Benidorm?
I know, but I
he
know
played the
it.
Crossdresser in Benidorm.
Wow, okay. No,
yeah, and his mum was from Corrie.
His mum's Denise...
Denise Welsh.
Denise Welsh.
His dad's Tim Healy. You'd recognise him if you...
Oh, well,
so I didn't know until yesterday when I was looking this up.
Yeah. Well, the sincerest of happy birthdays, Matty. I'm sorry that we don't get you.
Yeah, he's a bad boy with two actor parents. Okay. He's 32 anyway. Sure. He's 32 today. And second birthday and final one today is the person who really won the House of Cards. So you should be a bit careful here.
Okay. So hang on a minute. So this is this an actor?
Yes.
So is this an actor who
it's
is...
It's not the actor that you would want... Yeah, it's not the... Yeah, House of Cards.
Is this someone who's not getting a lot of work anymore?
No.
Okay. When you say no, do you mean no, they're not getting a lot of work anymore?
I mean, no, it's not them.
Okay, fine.
No, I wouldn't do that.
So is it the person who sort of took over House of Cards and then ended up being the...
Might be.
Oh, who was it? Is it Robin Wright?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
I tell you, your knowledge of actors is unbelievable. I never thought you'd get that.
Thank you.
Played Claire Underwood in House of Cards, which was a great series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ruined by a certain person. But I thought she did a fantastic job in the last series.
I didn't watch the last series.
I did. She brought it back.
Yeah.
She, you know, they wrapped it up the only way they could, and she brought it back. So,
yeah, good on her.
Yeah, 55 today, Robin Wright.
Ah, you didn't think I was going to get that, did you?
No, I really didn't. Well done, you.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
So you know that Ella Henderson, Tom Grennan song that we played earlier?
Yes.
Which is around a lot at the moment.
Yes.
I think it's a lovely song. It may just be me being a bit of an old man, but I don't like this thing where they write the lyrics and you think they're going to say something rude and then they don't. I just think it's a bit childish.
Right.
So, for example...
Never have given you a second look, but I like the way you don't give a damn.
Oh, don't give a... And then they say something, you know, it's annoying, right?
Yeah.
And then they do it again later on
even
in the song.
Even though you're told way too fast, I can't stop looking at your...
Yeah, again, it's still like, come on, we're better than this, right? But I'm calling them childish, but here's the thing. There's another bit where I think she's going to say poo and she doesn't.
Even though you got bad tattoos and smell like booze.
So maybe the joke's on me, I don't know.
Vibe 107.6.
Miles an hour here. It's just about 43 past 7. Or 17 minutes to 8.
Weird way of saying
yeah.
What time is it? Oh, it's 43 past 7.
I don't know. I had a senior moment.
It's all right.
Anyway, I've been watching live telly recently.
Oh, have you? What have you been watching?
We're watching The Circle on Channel 4.
Oh, is it good?
Oh, I love it.
I've never watched it.
I love it. I love it so much. So, if you don't know The Circle, the premise is they all go into this big apartment block.
Yeah.
They all get given an apartment and they have to communicate each other through this like messenger app.
So no one meets each other?
No one meets each other. No one video chats each other. Mm. Some of them are catfishes. Some of them are real.
Okay.
So they each have a couple of photos and then they chat. And like one of them's been brought in as a priest and they're all going, nah, it's not a priest. He doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
Someone played their nan, for example. So people are asking, what year did the Falkland War start?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
They're going through their book going, damn, where's my history book? Going through all the pages. Where are the Falklands?
So hang on.
FFF Falklands, 1982.
So when you're watching... Oh, well, good knowledge. When you're watching it...
I watched those last night.
Yeah. Actually, educational.
Yeah.
Do you know who's fake and who's real?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
so
fine.
You can see it.
Yeah.
So you know when they're you think, oh, they've made a mistake there. The big two obvious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I get really wrapped up in it.
Interesting, because I've noticed it's one of those shows I've sort of seen advertised and I thought, I don't know, is that too trashy for me? Maybe that's where the line is.
It's not, but
okay.
The show that's on afterwards is crazy. So last night, because I'm watching it live, and I never normally watch live TV, I'm a streamer.
Is that on every night?
It's on every night, but the show afterwards I don't think is, but it was last night.
Mm.
Because it lapsed into the next show. I was like, what is this? End up watching it for half an hour.
What is it?
Strangers Making Babies.
Oh.
It is insane.
Is that just what it sounds like?
Yeah, they're not... doing the thing. I mean, it's no. on, you know, it's after 11 o'clock,
well, yeah,
so threshold is long gone.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we've had Naked Attraction.
Yeah, but this is, no, so it's like a social experiment where they're getting people who, apparently loads of people are signing up to co-parenting websites to find people, that they're single people who maybe are getting a bit older and thinking, you know, well, time might pass.
Yeah.
This is my last chance and to find love, go through the few years and have kids, I might not have time.
Yeah.
So signing up to co-parenting websites to find other people who are in the same boat.
Mm. So it sort of fast tracks the process.
Yeah, so they're putting them together. So they've got a few women and a few men, and they're putting them together and they have to pick between a couple.
Okay.
It is insane.
Is it good? Does anything good come out of it? Do people...
I don't know. I watched the one episode. I'm probably not going to put it on again.
Yeah.
But I just watched it just thinking, these people, wow. But one of them was like, she spent the whole time weighing up the guys and effectively using it as a dating site, going, I need love.
Mm.
I'm not going to be happy. So, and it was like, you could have the baby and then find love after. So a child is not going to end your love life completely, especially if you're co-parenting.
Yeah.
The other parent can have them for weekends.
Yeah.
You can be out on the dance floor.
So I'm still confused. Do they have a baby or are they deciding
whether to... So at the moment, they're going through the experiment and I think at the end they're going to decide whether to actually go through with it.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought it might just be they have a baby and then, you know, like...
It's not married at first sight,
but then you've got a baby at the end.
And then it ends in adoption if they don't like it. No. No, it's about the meeting and then at the end I guess they decide whether they want to inseminate...
Yes, I suppose that's the verb.
It's a technical term, yeah. Turkey basters, ready.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Vibe breakfast.
It's time for Big Al's Big Quiz. Big Al is here with his Big Quiz. How will Miles do? It's time for Big Al's Big Quiz.
I still love that.
It sets the right tone, doesn't it?
Big Al's Big Quiz. Every week he quizzes me on something. Play along as well at home, of course.
Yes, do. Absolutely. So earlier on we were talking about next Monday. It's a big old day. Things are reopening, including pubs. So I thought, well, let's go and have a pub quiz again. We did this a few weeks
ago.
When we first heard that pubs were going to reopen.
Yeah.
Let's get in practice again. Obviously, next week, pub quiz probably won't happen because it's only in the beer garden.
Yeah.
And the weather's probably not going to be very nice. But let's pretend that we're going to go to a pub
toilet.
Quiz.
Jenny out the toilet, we need her. Science is coming up. We only brought her along because she's a science teacher. Don't actually like her.
You always get into this. That actually sounded very realistic with the background. I have to congratulate myself on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, well, you
I
and,
mean
and
you,
me.
Yeah. Thanking me for my acting skills.
So five questions.
Right.
All different subjects. I will need a team name from you, first of all.
Our team is... Thin Quizzy.
Oh, I like it, actually. That's quite good.
I stole that from another pub quiz team.
I think last time you just said Miles, so it's more imaginative this time. All right, so do play along at home. 5 points up for grabs. First up, it's the geography round.
Oh, God. Well, okay. We're definitely going to need to get Steve back from the bar, then.
Where's he gone?
He's in the bar.
You'll have to go without him.
Oh, damn. Looks All like right. there's a queue. Social distancing. It's going to take him a while. Right.
Question number one. What is the capital city of Brazil?
Oh, okay. I know this because I remember this from geography at school, the one day I was paying attention. Because it's not Rio de Janeiro, like people think. Mm-hmm. It's actually Brasilia.
Wow, well done.
Ah!
Oh, I thought that was going to stump you.
Nah.
I sort of, you know, put my finger on the globe and I thought, well, what's going to be a tricky one?
And you wanted to get me out of the equation early doors.
Straight away.
Yeah.
All right, round two. It's the history round.
Yep.
So, this week marked 300 years of Britain having a what?
What?
You may have seen this in the news.
I don't think I did.
This week marked 300 years of Britain having a what?
I don't know.
Do you want a clue?
Yeah. It's not a monarchy, because there have been loads of them. 300 years.
You've sort of given yourself a clue there.
Have I?
Yeah.
Was it 300 years since the first queen? No, it won't be.
Well, you said it's not a monarchy.
No, it's not a monarchy. Prime Minister?
Yes! Well done! I mean, I really led you into that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 300 years this week since Sir Robert Walpole became the first Prime Minister.
So?
Well, I think it's Walpole. I think that's how you say it. First Prime Minister of Great Britain 300 years ago. So that's your history round. You're doing really well.
Yeah.
All right, number three, sport.
Right, this is the one I was brought in for.
So. Okay, so the postponed Olympics are taking place, hopefully, in Tokyo this summer. Mm. But where are the next games taking place in 2024?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh.
Is it... The USA?
Incorrect. It's Paris.
Really?
Who we beat to the 2012 Olympics, of course, famously.
Yeah.
So they
can have 2024.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, you know, you're still doing pretty well. Two out of three so far. All right, round number four is the movies round.
Mm.
This is a hard one, I think. Okay, so this year there are new Mission Impossible and Fast and Furious movies coming out.
Why?
Which series has more movies in it? You're right that we've had enough, but which one's a longer series?
I'm going to say Fast and Furious, because they've had, if you count the spin-offs as well, they've made more films than there are films. And I don't know why we're still getting more. And I don't know why, like, the missions clearly aren't that impossible if he's still doing them.
He's still doing them.
I don't get it, but Fast and Furious.
Yeah, absolutely correct. There are 10 Fast and Furious movies now. Have you seen any of them?
Yeah, I think I've seen two, but surely they've broken the land speed record and got really angry now.
Come on, driven a car in space and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
All right, number five, music round.
Mm-hmm.
Which song made the news this week for spending a total of 5 years in the top 100 chart since it came out in 2003?
Only the best song, and I'm going to find it. So let me delay, because I know who this is by. I think it is the best song in the world, actually. And
wow.
I think there's a reason... that it's been, it's lasted so long where it is.
I hope you're right.
Because I'm going to actually answer by playing it, and if it's wrong, this is going to look really, really bad, isn't it? Because I'm fairly sure it's this. Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Absolutely correct. Well,
well
done.
We might as well play it then. That was Big House Big Quiz.
Vibe 107.6.
Now, when Brexit happened, there was a lot of chat about the citizenship test. Lots of people having to take, or wanting to take citizenship tests to get citizenship to the UK.
Sure.
And it was difficult. I remember trying some of the questions, and I would not be a citizen if I wasn't born here. They're difficult tests.
Yeah.
As is the case in Quebec, which in Canada, which it's made even more difficult because you have to take a French test.
Oh, like yeah, of course,
like a French exam, because that's the predominant language in Quebec. It's in French Canada. And there's a man who's making the headlines for failing the test, which is just like a language test. It's not, I don't think it's a history test. The problem is, and I think this would be difficult, I would fail that if I wanted to move to Quebec. I'd have to do a lot of research. Mm. He didn't do much study thinking he'd pass because it's a French test, and this man who's failed is a French man from France.
Wow.
He's emigrated from France. He speaks French fluently. He speaks a little bit of English. He's a truck driver.
Yes.
And he has to drive into the US. He says, I speak a little bit of English. This is ridiculously hard. Imagine not being French and having to take this test.
That's insane.
Yeah.
There's not like, you know, they don't have a different kind of French in Quebec, do they? It's still the same French.
It's still the same French. It would be like, apple?
That's brilliant.
Hair. Like over here, you ended some, I guess, some conjunctions. Is that a thing in English?
I
don't know.
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, if even the French man is failing the French citizen dubs Canadian Quebecian citizenship test,
something's wrong there.
Something is really wrong.
Yeah.
You know, he's going, what? Je ne sais quoi? Pardon?
Yeah.
No, parle anglais.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? I've always thought I'm quite good at English, but maybe not.
No, maybe not. If it was an actual English test. Where does a semicolon go?
I don't even know
what
it is.
Who knows?
Radio Made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.